And in this environment, Operation Warp Speed. Operation Warp Speed. We have a great vaccine. It's a fantastic vaccine. The military's going to be administering it. It's fantastic. The Trump administration. It's fantastic. It's a great, incredible vaccine. Take your vaccine. Oh, yeah. He's making these statements. And in the background, it's being pushed through. See, it's not just the Biden administration. They're all the fucking same. This was pushed through while good people were saying, wait a minute, we can't sign off on this. They were told, shut the fuck up and keep your mouth shut. Oh, but now 2 years later, okay, here we go. The British Medical Journal wants to take a look at what happened with regulators. Well, you have to go to their houses and interview them because they no longer work. The majority of them no longer work for the FDA, et cetera, the CDC. They've left. They've resigned. So go to their house and ask them. Or maybe you can focus on the fact that they were lied to because the vaccine and the data and the so-called science and the clinical trials and the studies submitted by Big Pharma were falsified to begin with. And the stuff that wasn't falsified was pushed through, jammed down your throat, my throat, by an entire system that's corrupt. But don't worry, the British Medical Journal 2 years later is upset about regulators. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, I'm not excusing regulators, but they're not painting an accurate picture here, and they know it. It's my job to call bullshit on these fucking people. And plus, where you been for 2 years? Where the fuck you been for 2 years? Now you're interested in the clinical data? All right, let's be fair. Let's call it a year, 14, 15 months. Now you're interested in the data? Why weren't you interested in it before it came out? 14, 15, 16 months ago. You have 5 billion people, close to 5 billion people, already took the jab. Now the British Medical Journal is worried about transparency? Where the fuck were you guys at? What are you guys trying to... You guys trying to join the traveling roadshow of the doctors who showed up? The two-minute warning? It's another two-minute warning crew. Do-do-do! Fuck out of here. Now, I like the way this sounds. Arizona plan would make employers liable for complications from COVID shots. Well, that's... You want to see some bastards squirm? Of course, they're already liable. Plain and simple. They're liable. The courts see these... The Jamie Dimons of the world... At JP Morgan and everybody else, Citigroup, they can mandate that you get the jabs. They've been warned by their general counsel and outside counsel. This is a game of Russian roulette that you can't win if it turns to litigation. And that was before the court started saying this is nonsense. You're already empowered. You don't need Arizona. You don't need any state regulators to offer a plan that would make employers liable for complications from COVID shots. I'm not even going to read the story. I'm going to tell you exactly why Arizona or other state would get involved to put a cap on what you're allowed to get. They'll cap it. I'm not even going to read it. I know exactly where the fuck it's going. It's the only reason states would get involved is to limit the liability of Big Pharma. So don't think that these fucking people are doing you any favors. Because you already have the ability to go after these assholes and you don't need some fucking state's permission to do it. But the state could swoop in and cap it. I don't even think that's legal. I don't think that's legal. But they could try to throw some cover for these pharmaceutical companies and don't put it past them. Because guess what? I would think along the line, there's culpability on behalf of the state, etc. And so These guys are looking to protect themselves and their own ilk. Not interested in helping you. If they were interested in helping you, they would have fucking outlawed this 2 years ago. Where were these guys a year ago, 2 years ago? The floodgates are open. Everybody's out to save your life now. Fuck out of here. Think outside the box. Meanwhile, you take a trek from Arizona through the desert over to California. California bill would allow preteens to be vaccinated without parents' consent. Oh, yeah. The states really care about you. California would allow children ages 12 and up to be vaccinated without their parents' consent. The youngest age of any state under a new proposal. Oh, why? Because the numbers have plateaued. Sales. What do you do if you work in a sales environment and your sales strategy is not working? You retool it. Well, we've only been going after rich people, okay, to buy our product. Let's go to the ghetto. Let's expand our market. Because sales are down, things are getting desperate, folks. Those sales leads you have on the unvaccinated, simply not working out. So let's take it up a notch. Maybe we can get kids and we can remove these pesky parents from the decision process of the kids and expand our markets. It's all about expanding markets. It has nothing to do with keeping anybody safe. Fucking believe that. And don't think California deserves all the blame here for going after this. Some things you might not understand. Devil inside. Let's go to Alabama. Such decisions are allowed at age 14. Kids can decide on their own. In Oregon, 15. Rhode Island and South Carolina, 16. Washington, D.C., age 11. The fuck out of here. It's all about expanding the market. And as sales continue to diminish, once those laws are passed, California would allow children age 12 and up to be vaccinated. Oh, well, we need to tweak our sales strategy. Let's take that age 12 and we'll lower it to age 10.
Well, we're already doing it for 12-year-olds. Why not take...
Understand? Scam. Scam, scam, scam. Scam. Run for your life when you see the states trying to help you out. Get the fuck out of town. Talked about this on pain.tv. We talked about it on Hotwire. And you're free to join up and get in the know. Of course, this is probably 7 or 8 months ago. We talked about this. Now it's news. Don't worry. Fox News has an exclusive 8 months after pain. Nearly half of virus hospitalizations in Massachusetts are for other issues. No shit. Been talking about this for months. It's news to you, right? That's what it should be called. News to them. News to the other folk. We're way ahead of the curve on here. I'm proud to be. And although it's not easy breaking bad news to people, but that's the way it is. Pfizer CEO pushes annual COVID-19 vaccine shot as the company makes billions. It's easier to convince people to do it. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla admitted yesterday that he's hoping people around the world will receive annual COVID-19 vaccine shots. What did I say? It's all about that. Let's give the people their freedom back. We'll cut them a break. We'll make it an annual shot. Fucking bullshit. You know, Bourla is a doctor of veterinary medicine. And he was responsible for Pfizer. He ran Pfizer's agricultural division before he became CEO. And they rolled out a vaccine for cows. Same kind of cow, you know, cow vaccine. Pfizer's agricultural division. So he has some experience with vaccines, yeah. Did the fucking, the cattle and the cow vaccine. Which is good. Except they all fucking died. Can't make it up. We'll get more information on that. That's been floating around for a while. We just haven't gotten to it. Yeah, so don't worry about it. But how much money is Pfizer making? Well, they released its third quarter earnings in November. $36 billion just on the COVID-19 vaccine through 2021. Fourth quarter numbers are coming out. Due out in February, I think. During the same time period, Pfizer reported a net income of nearly $8.1 billion, up from just $1.4 billion during the third quarter of 2020. Guess what? Live it up. Live it up. That's all I'll say. We'll see if this company even fucking survives. I think they probably will survive because they're more diversified than Moderna and BioNTech, etc. They're going to have some problems. Some big problems. They already have big problems if you look at their stock. Fucking crazy. Oh, yeah, there's a story on Pain.TV. No charges for senior FBI official who pursued a relationship with a subordinate. That means somebody he worked with. And he meddled in a police investigation of a traffic incident. We've talked about this before. That story is on Pain.TV. I'm not going to besmirch a fantastic. The hell is this? I'm not going to. That's right. We'll play Little Richard. Keep a knocking. That's like with the FBI stories. We're dealing with serious issues here. We don't have time for these cement heads and these frauds. We know that it's corrupt. We already tackled that. That fucking agency has been dismantled. And the fact that you take it off your mantle of something that you look as or to as the most elite law enforcement agency of the world. That's what I mean when I did my book, How We Dismantled the FBI in Our Pajamas. It wasn't people that, you didn't dismantle anything. They're still working. Well, no shit, they're still working. What are you, fucking stupid? It was about taking them off the mantle. No longer premier, corrupted, compromised. That's been done. It wasn't about disbanding them. Why would a criminal operation, a criminal cartel like the Justice Department, get rid of its fucking attack dogs? FBI's not going anywhere. As long as this corrupt so-called republic continues to fester like a boil, the FBI's not going anywhere. They're ingrained in the corruption. It's about taking them off your mantle place as something that it certainly is not. Dependable, honest, integrity, fidelity, bravery. Fuck that. We had a video at the end of this for you folks. We're creeping up to 4 a.m. on the East Coast. I think it's time to wrap this up. I got another show to do after this. A little hot wire. It's going to be, this one's going to be hot. This one puts hot in a hot wire. So if you're waking up here Monday and you're a hot wire, subscribe to you. More than content to keep you busy for sure and enlighten you, I hope. And the folks on here, we appreciate it. Pain.TV, jump in there. whether you do or whether you don't, we'll be back here tomorrow. Try to spew more intel and analyze and save you from going down dark rabbit holes to nowhere or dark alleys. One-way alleys will get you trapped, etc., and spellbound for no fucking reason. And, you know, at the end of the day, you have to move away from these people for sure. That don't tell you the truth. Truth is very important, folks. Track records matter. And time is limited. If you're working without a net out here financially, you can't afford to make mistakes. I've been there. Okay? Still fucking there. You can't let these people. That's why we say jump in on Pain.TV. We'd love to have you, but if you don't, we'll spew as much intel as we can to you on the public side, etc. But there's real, real solid intel flying on hot wires. As many folks have said, to them, it's life-changing because it changes the trajectory of their lives and injects truth into their decision-making process months before you're seeing it anywhere else. So this fucking type of intelligence is worth its weight in gold. I don't even have to sell it. And the young bucks tell me, I don't sell it enough. Okay, maybe we'll sell it enough. I don't know. We're still working on it. You know, I figure if you want in, you're gonna want in. So we're gonna fucking pound it into your head like a Ginsu commercial or a ShamWow commercial. It's a specialized intelligence. We cater to bright people. We do. Pain.TV, the simple dialogue on Pain.TV is proof in the social media platform we built. And plus you get ad-free content. People bitching about the ads. Well, there's a fucking solution. Plain and simple. We'll be back tomorrow. Hotwire coming up. It'll already be in the bag, so to speak, when you wake up in your footy pajamas. Biden will still be wandering around the White House by the time you're listening to these shows. We appreciate it. We will see you folks tomorrow. Take care and God bless you.
Regarding intersectionality and equity issues.
Good morning, Ronald. How are you today?
Hello, counsel. My name is Ronald Grimaldi, though I'm perhaps more well-known locally as Ronnie the Clown. I want to thank you for having me here. It really means a lot to me. As someone in my profession, Mayor Wheeler has been a great inspiration to me. A few months ago, I was involved in a motor accident and I broke my funny bone. As a clown, this put me out of commission until I could get proper therapy. Unfortunately, my health care under the Affordable Care Act didn't cover such treatment. I would need a proprietary plan or something like that, which is only offered under prices that are unreasonable for someone in my situation. I tried to apply for disability checks, but I was apparently not eligible. This puts me in a very difficult financial situation. The raison d'etre of my presence at this civic meeting of the Portland community is to address the multitudinous issues that I and many executives similar to myself have been experiencing amidst the ongoing pandemic. For one, as numerous individuals of our community have been out of work, busking has been a source of income. This reliance on pedestrian income is already unfortunate without the problem the PPB produces. The police crackdown on public busking has forced me to rely on inferior art forms such as miming and jesting for alternative incomes. This won't be as much of a problem when the pandemic ends and I can go back to gigging as a party clown, but, you know, honk on wood, as I like to say. Now, I just want to speak from my heart. As a clown, I certainly don't feel underrepresented in local government and law enforcement. It's just that the measures taken to benefit me and people of my motley profession and identity feel unsatisfactory and inconsequential. Since I already know that Mr. Wheeler will take great actions after having listened to my statements, I, as a member of the Clowning Society of America, would like to nominate Mr. Edward Tevis Wheeler for Clown of the Year and immediately instate him as an honorary clown commissioner. The Clowning Society of America stands with you, Mr. Wheeler. Thank you. I yield the rest of my time.
Time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Dancing in the gym, you both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned, day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.